I think to, for me, it simply proves the fact that she's been playing the system so long in her life, and this was just a continuation of that, and she's finally played it out. That's my personal feelings.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Toxic Mom Podcast. That was the voice of JJ Vallow's grandfather on Monday, April 11th, 2022, a judge finally deemed that Lori Vallow Daybell, or Lori Daybell, has been deemed competent to stand trial. She was deemed incompetent approximately 10 months ago, so everything that was going on with her case was put on hold. However, that is not the case anymore. She will finally have to answer for what she may or may not have done to her children and her current husband's wife, because you are innocent until proven guilty. She will be arraigned on Tuesday, April 19th, out in Idaho. Unknown if she has been transported back to the jail, but she was staying at a mental health facility undergoing restorative therapy, and everything seemed to have worked out. The psychiatrist alerted the courts that she was better, and they did another evaluation. All of that information then went to the judge, and he deemed her competent. So when she is arraigned on Tuesday around 1:30 in the afternoon, she will be arraigned on first-degree murder in the death of Tylee Ryan, which is her biological daughter. First-degree murder in the death of JJ Vallow, which is her adopted son. First-degree murder in the death of her current husband, Chad Daybell's wife, Tammy Daybell. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and grand theft by deception in the death of Tylee Ryan. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and grand theft by deception in the death of JJ Vallow. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in the death of Tammy Daybell. Grand theft related to Social Security survivor benefits over $1,000, which were allocated for the care of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. So in a nutshell, she was collecting death benefits for her two children after she knew that they were dead. This is a similar charge that Chad Daybell is getting. However, it has to do with the life insurance policy that he collected when his wife was found deceased, and then they later changed it to a homicide. If you remember, a couple months ago, his children went on television and revealed that they were told their mother died of asphyxia. So they are pinning that on Chad and Lori Daybell. And she is charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder against her third husband, Charles Vallow, out in Arizona. My guess is they are going to arraign her on that more than likely when everything out here in Idaho is said and done. The trial is scheduled to start January of 2023. Her husband's attorney did go into the courts last week. That hearing was posted online. He was asking for the trials to be separated. The judge heard the arguments from his side, the prosecution, and ruled that as of now, he will still have them tried together. So that will happen in January. When she is arraigned next week, my guess is she's going to plead not guilty. I can't see her pleading guilty to all of this and actually taking responsibility for whatever she may or may not have done to her children and her current husband's wife. But that's the plea that I think she's going to enter. She does have a new set of public defenders because her other team of lawyers were forcefully removed from her case due to a variety of reasons. One in particular, they were not death penalty certified, her main attorney. And as we know, Chad Daybell is facing the death penalty. It is unknown if Lori's going to face the death penalty, Probably so. And JJ's grandparents were satisfied with that in their interview. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but they were asked how do they feel about that, and they pretty much want her to be held accountable, and whatever the judge and jury decide as to if she's going to be facing life in prison or the death penalty, they were happy with. So again, that is going to take place on Tuesday, August 19th. Her lawyer probably will ask for an extension because he, you know, is getting acquainted with her case. There is a ton of evidence he has to go through with his team. But from listening to a local news station out in Idaho, they seem to be familiar with her new public defender and said he is very experienced and very good, and he has experience with death penalty cases. So all remains to be seen, but boy, was that finally a big turnaround and a sigh of relief for everybody who's been patiently waiting for Lori Vallow Daybell to finally be held responsible, because again, everything was on hold. People were worried that nobody would find her competent to stand trial, and in less than a year, they managed to do that. So I will have an update next Tuesday after I watch the hearing. I'll try to get the podcast up on Tuesday night. If not, I'll definitely put it up sometime on Wednesday of next week. Okay, we'll chat soon.